May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, year C. First reading will be taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 14, 43 to 52. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 100. Second reading will be taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 7, verses 9, 14 to 17. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 27 to 30. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, "Not my people, but gathered as a nation impossible to count." I want to believe that we have all encountered the Lord, that we have embraced and living the faith in Christ Jesus, and that we have a bigger picture of our identity and purpose in this world. As noted in today's second reading and the gospel, we are the sheep of his flock, listeners of his voice, a huge number, impossible to count, of people from every nation, race, tribe, and language. Thus, my brother, my sister, we belong to a great communion of Christ's flocks, created by his Spirit and destined for eternal glory. Therefore, my brother, my sister, permit not the enemy or our problems and worries, which of course are numerous in this world, to steal or becloud our shine and joy in Christ Jesus. In other words, we must not fail to receive and to proclaim God's unconditional love because of our failures or those feelings of unworthiness. For we have been made a light for the nations so that salvation may reach the ends of the earth. The Lord has bestowed on you a mission that we must carry out. However, it is true that we are undeserving of God's love. We have sinfully fallen short of his glory, and we sometimes suffer the consequences for our bad behaviors and divisions we have caused in our families and communities. Nonetheless, St. Paul says in Romans chapter 9, verse 26, "In the very place where they were told, 'You are not my people,' there they will be called the children of the living God." In other words, my brother, my sister, because of his name and eternal merciful love, the Good Shepherd has recalled us from the valleys of sin and death, and he watches over us not with anger but love, says the prophet Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 12. Yes, he watches over us with love, and he calls us to love, to accept his love, because he has forgiven us our sins. Therefore, having been washed by the blood of the Lamb and led to the land of glory, we must not frustrate the grace of God or make vain the death and resurrection of Christ. Galatians 2:21. Thus, we must constantly renew our faith, remain loyal to him, be committed to his mission of love in the world, and we must enlighten our friends, neighbors, and people from every nation with the fire of his love. Thus, to remain faithful in the face of insults and wiles or tricks of those who work against justice and the truth. We must pause to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd for inspiration, encouragement, and healing. Yes, we must go back to the Lord for healing and for consolation. He consoles us because He has a mission for you, for me. And so, my brother, my sister, never be deceived. That failure cannot destroy you. And those racist, sexist, homophobic, or tribalistic comments, slurs, or jokes cannot break you, because the Lord has promised. He says, they will never be lost, and no one will ever steal them from me. Therefore, my brother, my sister, do not allow them to block your shine. They cannot steal you, take you away from Christ Jesus. Let us serve Him, therefore, the Lord, with gladness, joy, and peace. He has made you a new creation, and He has sent you out to do His bidding. May the Lord grant you the grace, grant us the graces necessary for our mission. For we are no longer not my people, but a nation impossible to count. You belong to a family of God, a family of goodness, a family of greatness. May the glory of the Lord bless and anoint you, anoint us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us, pray for you.